What's up with NSCDS? What's up with NSCDS? What's up with NSCDS?
On this episode of What's Up with NSCDS,
which stands for North Shore Country Day School,
we answer the question, what's up with Tally's Alley?
Tally's Alley has been a part of our school for over 50 years, but most people don't know anything about it.
We went around campus asking students, teachers, and staff what Tally's Alley is. This is what most people told us.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
I don't know what Tally's Alley is.
I don't really know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some people were sort of right, but not exactly right.
It's the car line.
This long strip of road.
One upper schooler said this.
Is it the place where the little lower schoolers get picked up?
When we heard that, this was our first reaction. This was our second reaction.
What? Oh. Hey, that's an insult.
I'm not little. I'm like taller than a fifth grader.
Well, we're not exactly little.
Anyway, back to our story.
What is Tally's Alley?
A few people knew exactly what it is.
Oh, I know. I live in the neighborhood. So Tally's Alley is the little sidewalk.
It's the little passage by the lower school.
Right here, there's a little walkway.
Between two houses.
And then there's houses on the sides, and then there's another street at the end.
Tally's Alley is a narrow sidewalk that runs east-west from Forest Street to Ridge Avenue. It is in the middle of a long block,
almost half a mile long,
between Willow Road and Hill Road.
If this pass-through wasn't there, you would have to walk a really far way out of your way to get from Willow Road to Hill Road.
On maps, this sidewalk does not have a name. So why is it called Tally's Alley? That was our big question.
Nancy Whiteman had the answer. She graduated from North Shore Country Day School in 1971. She is currently the Director of Alumni Relations.
She told us that Tally's Alley was named after a person. Jay Bach, who has worked at her school since 1965, also knew about Tally.
We asked them who Tally was.
Who is Tally? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Actually, there are two people. William Tally was a science teacher here. Mrs. Tally came in 1939, and Mr. Tally came in 1943, and he retired in 1972, which was the year after I graduated. When he came to work at North Shore as a teacher, there was a woman here by the name of Jean Kastrup, and she was in an administrative office, you know, helping with the head of school and helping with paperwork and all the kinds of things, answering the switchboard. And she and Mr. William Tally got married. And they had their house across the street from the lower school facing Tally's Alley. So Tally's Alley came to be a name, and I have to find out who came up with it.
And across the street there, Mr. and Mrs. Tally lived in a house, and Mr. Tally taught here for years, taught physics. And Mrs. Tally was the school registrar, and she worked here. And then after many years, they named that walkthrough that goes over to the next street, Ridge Avenue, they named that Tally's Alley after them.
So it was really to honor Mr. and Mrs. Tally, who were greatly loved by the school community.
We learned some more about the Tallys from another alumna who graduated in 1942.
My name is Mary Elizabeth Hunt. It used to be Price, and everybody calls me Liz, except people who are trying to sell me something on the telephone, and then it's, hello, Mary, so I know to hang up.
Mrs. Hunt worked at NSCDS for more than 20 years. She told us a fun story about how the Tallys met.
I do know that Mr. Smith, who was the founding headmaster of this school...
That would be Perry Dunlap Smith, who started North Shore Country Day School in 1919.
Promised Mrs. Tally, who was named Jean Kastrup at the time, that someday he would hire the right person for her, and so he did, because he hired Mr. Tally as a science teacher, and they hit it off and got married. I can tell you that when I went to school here, and I went here only 2 years, junior and senior year, when I went to school here, guess how I got to school? I walked on Tally's Alley, but of course it wasn't called Tally's Alley then. It was just a sidewalk.
By the time Nancy Whiteman used the sidewalk 25 years later, the Tallys had lived next door to it for a long time, so the sidewalk got its name.
From the time I was in sixth grade here, it was always called Tally's Alley, and I walked from my home a few blocks away, and that's the way I came. I always came through Tally's Alley to go to middle school and upper school. And at some point later on, they put the sign up by the lower school entrance that says Tally's Entrance.
So Mr. and Mrs. Tally got a sidewalk and entrance named in their honor.
It wasn't just because of where their house was. It was because that everyone at NSCDS liked them so much.
Mrs. Tally
knew the name of every student and knew them well when they graduated. And I remember we'd all come back after we graduated, and we always wanted to see Mrs. Tally. She was a very friendly, welcoming person.
When I first knew her, she looked like a student here. She was only a few years out of high school herself.
And he was a very calm, kind, you know, kind of soft-spoken man.
He was a very, very nice gentleman with a good sense of humor, and I think the students really liked to have him as a teacher.
Mrs. Tally was very lively, very friendly, and just gave you a big hug whenever she saw you, and you could go to her about any problem. She knew, seemed to know the answer about where to go, for what, when, how, where, why. And she was a great person.
He just had a nice twinkle in his eye all the time.
Going out the gate of Tally's Entrance.
We're walking on the sidewalk.
All right, come to the crosswalk, please.
He wondered what Tally's Alley looked like long ago, especially the trees next to it.
We asked Jim Steer, the Winnetka Village Forester.
This is probably bur oak, which is one of the big native trees around the Midwest here. They're probably about 40 years old and everything, 40, 50 years old now. So they're just starting their age. These can grow over nearly 500 years old. You give them time.
One day during school, we went out Tally's Entrance across the street to Tally's Alley and knocked on the door of the house Mr. and Mrs. Tally used to live in.
Do you know anything about the history of the house?
Well, it's an old house. It was built in 1927, I believe. You know, I was familiar with the walkway, but I did not know what it was called. I used to ride my bike down this sidewalk.
Do you know what the walkway is called running on the side of your house?
Tally's Alley.
Do you know why?
No, I do not.
It's because the people that used to live in this house a long time ago were the Tallys, and Mr. Tally worked at North Shore for 30 years, and Mrs. Tally works for longer.
So now our school neighbors know about the Tallys, and so do you.
Thanks to everyone we interviewed and also to Tess, who wrote and recorded our theme song.
That's all for this episode of What's Up with NSCDS, brought to you by Third Grade Audio.
What's up with NSCDS?
What's up with NSCDS?
Produced by Third Grade Audio.